The involvement of two young Muslim men in the Boston Marathon bombing was a stark reminder to American Muslims that young kids in their community could be used to spread terror and violence. Many analysts believe community leaders need to play a role in keeping kids off the violent path. Imam Johri of Darul Hijra Islamic Center in suburban Washington says he and leaders like him are spreading the message of non-violence.
I tell the legacy to young people about African Americans. If we can create social change, and it wasn't violence that freed Negroes, it was the willingness of blacks and whites and others and religious people and government leaders to join together to say, guess what? This system is against the American Constitution and it's against God. And we did that.
Peter Skerry of the Brookings Institution recently wrote an article on the challenges of assimilating Muslim youth. He spoke to VOA by Skype from Boston.
Muslim American leaders are not positioning themselves very well to speak to Muslim American youth, or indeed to Muslim Americans generally. They're twisting and contorting themselves in several different directions that just undermines their position.
But Imam Johri says the challenge of keeping youth away from violence requires the whole society to come together.
There's no such thing as a Muslim cancer. There's no such thing as Muslim hypertension. And there's no such thing as Islamic violence. These are young people who have been caught up in something that has something to do with their own personal, emotional problems. We're all doing what we can, but we can't do enough. This has to be a problem that all of us solve together.
Experts believe parents are supposed to be the first ones to notice if their children are getting in touch with any radical groups or following them on the internet. Masood Khan and his wife have four young kids, and he says his family is aware of that danger.
My wife, she's very strict on these things, and we know what they are doing. My all four kids, two daughters and two sons, they are what they are doing on the computer, the internet, everything. They are being monitored, and we know what they are doing.
Khan says parents should remain engaged with their children, and that the kids should be encouraged to maintain a balance between their religious and social activities. Kaukab Farshori, VOA News, Washington.